Origins here on Turmoil. This is Uniform Choice by Request.
WUSB 90.1 FM. My name's Peter. I'm with Dag Nasty. Call up and request some of our songs. Thanks.
if I don't want to be with you?
Am I safe? 90.1 FM Turmoil with Dag Nasty, and that's from their new album Wig Out at Denko's. We heard Trying and Safe. Had a chance to talk to the band. They were up at the Anthrax this past week. When was that, Friday night? Yeah, Friday night, Dag Nasty was up at the Anthrax. They've got a new drummer. And why don't we hear what Peter has to say about... we'll listen to another song, then we'll hear what the band has to say. From the Dag Nasty album, Wig Out at Denko's, this is Fall, and then we'll get to the interview.
First show of the tour then?
Yeah.
How difficult is it to get the band together since you live on both coasts?
Well, actually, all of us have been out on the West Coast for the last couple months. And I guess that's pretty much how we're going to work it, is whenever the band has to rehearse or record, we're all going to be in the same place.
So the past few months you've been recording then for another album?
Well, the last couple months what we've been doing is we did a small tour of the West Coast and we've recorded a single. And the single ended up taking a lot of time, and we've been rehearsing a lot with Lenny, our new drummer. And I don't know, we've also had a lot of hassles just being out there getting merchandise together for the tour. We didn't have a rehearsal space for a while, then we didn't have a PA. So actually we haven't been able to work on as much new material as we'd like to. So all during December and January, we're also going to be out on the West Coast. December's going to be all working on new material, and January will be recording.
and then hopefully I can come back home, because I'm not a real big fan of being out in L.A.
And you're from Massachusetts, right?
No, I'm from Washington.
From Washington.
D.C., yeah. Both Lenny and I are from the same town. Tacoma Park, Maryland, a fine place to live.
Now, every time I bring up Discord Records, there's some hesitation on you guys mentioning it. Are you breaking away? The new 45 will be on another label?
Hold on, I want to hesitate first.
Okay. You don't want to talk
about it? Okay. No. The thing about Discord, well, first off, our new single is going to be on Giant Records. Discord is a fine record label as far as they put out a quality product. However, I don't think that they have the resources to put out enough product for a band that wants to tour, that wants to do a nationwide thing. We don't really want to be a DC band. We want to be a band, like, from America. You know, and Giant Records is a lot more along the lines of what we need done. The sacrifices that their records are going to be, you know, 898 list, like the majors are. But the good point is that we can put out a lot more product. I mean, I'd like for every album we put out to have out like 5 singles for each one, so we can have. There's a lot of stuff we'd like to record. You know, there's a lot of songs that we won't be able to put on the record that I'd like to be able to have on the flip sides of things, do some live stuff like that. I want to have as much product out as possible. The band has like spent too much time like diddling around, and you know, we've been together so long and have only 2 records out. I think we can do enough that we would have stuff out more often. You know, the price situation is a bitch, but on the other hand, it's going to get to more people. You know, a lot of people have trouble finding Discord stuff because some stores won't stock it, and other than that, they just have to do mail order and then they have to wait so long. You know, so I think in the end, the Giant thing's gonna work out better. Also, I think that Discord's whole thing with production and stuff like that is very honest and sincere and so forth, but we want like a more balls out rock and roll sound, you know, like much, much bigger, cleaner production for our stuff, because I guess for us, we've gotten to the point where we're a lot more interested in what we can do musically than like what we're actually saying. I think we're all reaching the age where we don't know whether, I mean, what we're saying might just be a bunch of crap. You know, it's really
on
hard.
Empty ears.
Yeah, no, that's not even the case. I don't think it's falling on empty ears so much as that. I think we've become like a little more empty as we've gotten older. I think it's very easy when we're like 17 or 18 years old to take a stand on something, because life is still seems like a comic book. But I mean, you know, we're all adults now, and it's the real world, and it's a lot harder to just be like straight or nothing or whatever. You know, it's a lot harder. So, you know, in the end, our real solace in life turns out to be the music, and we want to be able to do the best music possible, and that requires like big production.
What can we expect the new release from Giant Records?
The new single should be out hopefully by the end of this month or the beginning of December. It's going to be 3 songs. It's going to come out first as a 7-inch, and then maybe later on as a 12-inch with some remixes or something like that. And then the new record we'll probably record in January. So knowing Giant, it'll probably be out in February.
It's been done. What's left to be?
90.1 FM Turmoil, Dag Nasty, Simple Minds from their latest album, Wig Out at Denko's. I'm really not going to tell you much about the band because you heard it all there in the interview. And once we get the new record, we'll be playing it here on Turmoil. Dag Nasty, thanks to Pete from the band for taking the time out to talk to me up at the Anthrax. Thanks to everybody up at the Anthrax for just keep running a great club. Also on the Discord label, we have Rites of Spring coming up for you right now.
I'm looking back.
90.1 FM by request, 7 Seconds, Grown Apart, from their album New Wind. They should be coming out with something new real soon, more upbeat and rockish than this. They've got Steve Youth back on bass, and things should change for 7 Seconds. Started off with Rites of Spring, All Through a Life. Sacred Denial gave us The Name of Life. They're from New Jersey. Apple by request from New York, They Never Said It Would Be Like This. And 7 Seconds, Grown Apart. 11:53 on a Wednesday night. On December 4th, The Housing, Environmental, and Living Problems Committee, HELP, is calling for a student boycott of classes, which will protest poor campus conditions and mismanagement of students' money. Forums will be held on December 4th describing the clubs and organizations that affect campus policy. If you want more information, you can call Polity at 632-6460 and ask for help. And that's a boycott of classes on December 4th. Back to the music. This is Crass. Real fucking